Now, I'm a fella with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told, the kind of a fella that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Of course, it ain't 'cause I don't smoke myself, and I don't reckon they hinder your health. I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything's gotta stop while they smokes a cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette.
From Pocket Lint Productions, it's The Adventures of Carl and Bernie.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. You've gotta,
you know, it's not bad enough that the dwarves come out on the rainy days, so every time I turn around, I get poked in the eye with a fucking umbrella.
No, you can't blame people for being shorter than you.
I can blame them for not paying attention.
Hey, brother, can I nip a fag?
Can you what? Huh?
Can I bum a smoke?
Who are you?
What do you mean?
I don't even know you. You're some random fuck on the street. Why would I give you a smoke?
I ain't gotta be an asshole about it.
Wait, you're the desperate prick asking total strangers for shit, and I'm the asshole? Can you
believe
this guy?
Total lack of civility these days.
Douchebag. What was I saying?
You were complaining about people using umbrellas to stay dry.
No, that's not what I was complaining about.
Forgive me for not embracing the nuance of your argument.
I'm saying that people are dicks with their umbrellas. They poke you in the eye, they tip them under yours, they douse you, they shake them out as you're passing by.
Hey, excuse me, buddy.
What?
Sorry to interrupt. Can I borrow a cigarette?
Fuck you mean borrow? When will I ever see you again so you can repay that debt?
Can I bum a cigarette?
No, get the fuck out of here.
Dick.
Once again, how am I the villain here?
You know, it's not unheard of to share with those in need.
Oh, put it in your pipe and you smoke it, you commie. Where was I?
God knows. I'm only half listening anyway.
Oh, and you know who the worst people are? The worst ones?
I can't imagine.
The fuckers with the giant cocoon goddamn umbrellas taking up half the sidewalk. Oh, these jerkasses should all get cancer in the eye.
It's kind of a harsh sentence, don't you think?
It's a city of 8 million, with an M, people.
With an M? What does that mean?
The sidewalks are crowded, but, oh, here comes Mr. Yuppie-Asso.
Oh, I can't get a drop of water on my precious Giorgio Jumanji suit, so I'm going to bring out an umbrella the size of a fucking house.
This ain't the Wizard of Oz, you dick. A little water ain't going to melt you.
Dude, move to Nebraska.
What?
I'm willing to bet that if you move to Lincoln, Nebraska, you can walk down the sidewalk and have plenty of room and nobody's sticking umbrellas in your eye in the whole nine yards. You'll have all the room you need.
Yeah, but I'd be living in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And this is my point. You live in the awesomest city on Earth. Make some compromises or shut the fuck up.
Wow. So it's like that, huh?
Lord, excuse me, man.
What?
I was just wondering if I could bum one of those.
No, Jesus. The fuck is with everybody today? Do you know how much these things cost?
Yeah, that's why I don't have any of my own.
But why? Why? Okay, explain this to me. We don't know each other. So you're just some schmuck on the street. Why would I give you a cigarette that I spent my hard-earned money on?
Your grandma gave you that money.
Quiet you. Why would I just hand my shit out?
I don't know. You know, you smoke, I smoke. We both like to smoke. It's like a brotherhood, you know.
No, I don't know. And it's not like a brotherhood. It's the Coolidge Doctrine.
The Coolidge Doctrine?
Every man for himself.
There's no need to yell at people.
Hey, but your argument is asinine. Hey, I like bacon, but I don't go walking through diners like, hey, I like bacon, you like bacon. Hey, mind if I bum a piece of your bacon?
Me don't want no bacon.
They would throw my ass out of that diner just because it's crazy talk.
Not for nothing, man, but it looks like you could lay off the bacon a little.
Oh, you got jokes, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Carl, Jesus, come on.
Come on, you... How's that feel, man, huh? Kick you fucking...
Jesus, man, what you doing?
Hey, don't report me. I'd hate to get kicked out of the Brotherhood. You like that, Bob Marley, huh? You piece of shit. I bum this, huh? How about you smoke my cock? Denise, you here?
I am, Carl. We're all here.
What's going on?
Carl, please sit down.
Okay.
Carl, we're all here because we love you very much.
Well, I know you do, and I am. Bernie does in his own way.
Listen, this is no time to be queer.
But why is Ty here?
Told you he didn't want me to come.
Ty is here because he's family, and he loves you very much.
Denise said she'd buy me World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Ty does too love you, Carl, and so do I.
Grandma?
I love you so much, I'm calling during Price is Right, and I want you to know that $45 is way too much for the Foreman grill, you silly hussy.
Yeah, she's drunk and she's not really going to be listening.
$39.95.
Okay, great. You, Bernie family, why is Al the bum here?
I don't know. Three bodies in the room seemed kind of light.
I've seen you starkers.
I'd like to try to get past that, please.
Hey, I have two.
Well, geez, I guess everyone in the room has, huh?
Will you assholes shut up and focus?
Let's go, Plingo.
Bernie, put Grandma on silent.
Sure thing.
Carl, we are all here because we love you very much, and we're concerned about you.
Wait a minute. Is this a fucking intervention?
It is, but we're not here to judge.
Okay, hold on a second. An intervention for what?
You're smoking.
What?
I smoked a squirrel once.
Thanks, Al. Helpful. Carl, we're concerned about your smoking and what it's doing to you as a person. The incident yesterday was, I think, a cry for help.
Oh, what's the big freaking deal? The guy's not even pressing charges.
Thanks to Bernie, he's not. You're right. But we shouldn't ignore the larger issue. You lost your temper with several people, all because of your smoking.
Denise, ask Bernie. Every asshole who passed was asking me for a cigarette.
Baby, in all fairness, you guys were standing outside of an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. You know how those people are with their smokes.
Wait, those people were recovering alcoholics?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I'd have known that before I took that guy out for a beer to keep him from pressing charges.
But Carl, this is just the latest example of your smoking being detrimental, not just to your health, but to those around you. Now, I'd like to go around the room, and I want everyone to tell Carl about an occasion where his smoking has been hurtful to you. Ty, let's start with you.
Okay, well, like this one time, like, I was out here playing PlayStation, and then, like, I smelled this weird smell. It was kind of like underarm BO, and it was coming from Carl's room. So I went in there, and he was smoking this cigarette, but it was a weird-looking cigarette, and it smelled really bad. And I asked what it was, and he said, "Go away, it's grown-up stuff." Which is, like, totally unfair because Carl's only 3 years older than me. And then later, when I went to play D&D with my friends, they made fun of how I smelled because his grown-up stuff cigarette smell had stuck to my clothes and made me smell like butts. And then I took my 20-sided dice and came home and cried.
So there's that. That was mean of you, Carl.
Oh, grow up, Ty.
Shut up!
Bernie, you want to unmute Grandma there?
Okay.
Not $60, you trollop!
Grandma? It's your turn to tell Carl about an occasion where his smoking has been a negative.
Oh, well, Carl has never smoked in front of me, but I know, you know, about the smoking lifestyle. I mean, it's like you're going up a mountain, you know, slowly but surely. And, you know, you can take so many steps and you're fine, but if you take too many, you know, you fall off the mountain, you ignorant hick.
Okay, she's clearly just watching the Cliffhangers game and describing it.
Bernie, go ahead and hit mute again.
On what planet does a waffle maker cost $60?
Al, anything you'd like to say about Carl and smoking?
Well, darling, I'll tell you. I've eaten a banana every goddamn day since 9/11, and I will tell you what, I'm as regular as a $5 hooker. My skin's never been smoother. Anybody up for a corn dog? I'm fine.
Insightful as ever, Al.
I went to a Shriners Club once. It was horse shit. Horse shit.
Bernie, your turn.
Oh, right. Hey, buddy, you know, I know smoking's bad for you and means you'll die younger or whatever, but I'm also not much for telling people what to do with their lives, so, you know, do whatever you like. I'm only at this intervention because I'm currently living on this couch.
Baby, I gotta say, I know your intentions were good, but this intervention kind of sucks.
You need more friends, and the ones you have need to be more lucid.
Hey, I'm clear as a bell.
I ate an entire bottle of lotion this morning.
Carl, listen to me. My mom stopped smoking recently, and she used this drug called Chantix. She says it works like a charm. She had some left, and I want you to try it.
Wait a minute. I've seen that shit on TV. Don't those commercials have like 12 minutes of side effects?
Yes, and my mom was worried about that too, but her doctor says as long as you don't have some kind of pre-existing condition, you're fine. It might exacerbate an existing psychosis, yes?
Carl! Your fists are telling me to buy some low-risk stocks.
Right, no Chantix for you, Al.
Denise, baby, look, I love you. And I love that you care enough to do this, but I'm not going to quit smoking. I love to smoke. I mean, I love it. I mean, if I could have sex with smoking, I would have sex with it. I know it's bad for me, but it's habit, and it's a part of my routine. I like doing it. I don't want to quit. I hope you understand that.
Carl, I love you too, but your smoking makes you punch people on the street and swear at the clergy.
That's only happened twice.
But more than any of that, there is one factor that trumps it all.
And what is that?
You smoke so much that when you kiss me, it's like I'm giving an ashtray a rim job. It's disgusting. This is the best relationship of my life, but I can't do that part anymore, so either you need to take the pills and quit smoking or find a new girlfriend. And I hope you'll understand that.
Your mouth is the one that's the rim job. Give me the pills.
Intervention successful!
Can we go home now?
By all means, please.
I'm gonna fuck a park bench.
Best of luck with that. Grandma? Bernie, can you?
Sure.
Drew, don't let him play Lucky Seven. That inbred can't count to seven.
Bernie, hang up on Grandma.
You got it.
Baby, are you sure these pills aren't gonna make me crazy?
I'm certain of it.
Paul, you're a bad person with a tiny penis!
Now, time to deliver your 40-minute oral presentation!
But I don't have a oral presentation prepared!
And you're not wearing pants!
Mr. Cornell, I'm afraid we're going to have to put you on a diet consisting entirely of green vegetables.
Dear God, no!
And you're not wearing pants.
Paul Cornell, the operation has gone awry. We've had to amputate both your legs.
My legs, please, no. Let me keep my legs.
And you're not wearing any pants.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants yet. Pick up my legs.
Just for that, you'll drown in a vat of Al's back sweat.
No!
Hey, I squeezed that special for you, Paul.
Oh, God, it tastes like rum. And dear.
El Diablo, Floros, para los Beltos, El Caramba.
Hey, buddy. Hey, wake up, you okay?
I got the night terrors, man.
Well, that sucks.
Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I took up smoking.
What?
Yeah, I figure all Denise's meddling and your refusal to stand up for yourself is going to throw the universe out of whack, you know? So, you better start smoking. Restore the balance. Oh, it burns so sweet.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Hey, 44.5 million Americans can't be wrong.
You look like such a moron right now.
Oh, yeah? Excuse me. Well, if I'm such a moron, why is Katie going out with me?
Wait a minute. Who the hell's Katie?
You remember the guy who you punched, who I took out for a beer and helped blow his 18 months of sobriety?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went back to the meeting to apologize.
Was he there?
Oh, God, no. He's been on a booze and meth binge ever since that night. But I talked to his sponsor, Katie, who is epic hot. She's a masseuse, a brunette, and a recovering cokehead.
Holy shit.
The Holy Trinity, I know. We're going out tomorrow night.
What did smoking have to do with it?
Nothing. But no simple moron could pull this girl. That's all I'm saying.
Well, your logic is infallible. I like it when we have these late night chats. Want to braid each other's hair?
Oh, hey, by the way, seeing as how I'd really like to not blow it with Katie the Holy Trinity by being some lame ass who doesn't even have his own place, maybe you could hang out at Denise's tomorrow, like... just in case, you know?
Yeah, okay, but if you hit that, then do it in the living room, dude. Stay out of my bedroom. You know how I feel about that shit.
Done and done. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Thank you, sir.
You are the Holy Trinity.
What?
Nothing.
You weren't so bad yourself.
I was just trying to keep up, Jesus. I think I sprained several things.
So, hey, why are there so many pictures around your bed of some chubby guy and a blonde girl?
What's that? Oh, that's my retarded brother, Paul. Yeah, we're real close. That's his nurse, Pat Trinka. Petrinka. She's Russian. Whew, you gotta give me a second.
What the hell are you doing?
What?
Give me that.
Hey, what the hell?
I don't date smokers.
What do you mean you don't date smokers? You're a cokehead.
Recovering?
Still, you know, he's a fucking judge, right?
Bernie, I don't tolerate substance abuse of any kind in my men. No liquor, no drugs, no processed sugars, no partially hydrogenated
what?
Oils, and no tobacco. None.
But why?
A little thing I like to call the slippery slope, okay?
Okay, so you're afraid if I smoke a cigarette or roll a blunt or drink a Shasta, you're going to start doing bumps off toilet tanks?
It's a slippery slope.
So I can't smoke around you?
You can't smoke, period. I'll taste it on your breath, get a contact high. Next thing you know, I'll be blowing guys for eight balls again.
Again?
I like you, Bernie. This was fun. And you tie one hell of a sailor's knot. But let me make this plain. It's me or the smokes, period.
And would you say, if I gave up these smokes for you, after just yesterday criticizing someone else for doing, like, the exact same thing, that would make me...
I don't know, a hypocrite, I guess?
Damn it! Katie, I'm sorry. I'm addicted to tobacco cigarettes. I guess we can't see each other anymore.
Okay. Bye.
Damn it! Loud in here tonight.
I know, the DJ's terrible.
I'm Bernie.
Karina.
Hey, can I buy you a drink?
I can't hear you.
I'll lean in.
Okay.
I said, can I buy you a drink?
Oh my God.
I'll take that for a yes.
I can smell the cigarettes on your breath. Like, ooh.
What? No way.
Yeah, way. It's like fucking disgusting.
No, relax.
Not really. I just threw up in my mouth. Just a little bit.
Well, excuse me, all right? Yes, I have an addiction. Ooh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't apologize.
Didn't mean to offend you. Oh, you go to hell. My offer for a drink is rescinded. I'm out of here. All right, where are my smokers at? Good evening, ladies. Nice night for a smoke, huh?
Ew, gross.
Disgusting, God.
What's gross? What's disgusting?
You're smoking?
And so are you.
No, we're dieting.
God.
Oh, go to hell, the both of you. Good Lord. Are there any non-judgmental smokers left in New York City, huh? Well, hello, miss.
Well, hey there, honey.
Oh, wow. Hey there.
I won't judge you, baby. I'm a smoker myself, as you can tell.
Wow, and that is apparently an understatement. Ugh.
Two packs a day since I was 16.
And how old are you now?
Yes.
36?
Ah! I'm 22, you son of a bitch! You could go to hell, limp dick faggot!
So this was a good decision.
So how you feeling there, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. This narcotic gun is great.
Nicorette.
Oh, yeah.
But are you sure you're supposed to chew that much of it at once?
Well, I keep putting in more until I don't want to smoke anymore.
I'm not sure that's how the usage works.
Really?
Not in the strictest medical sense, no.
Still, don't want to smoke.
Yay. So how was your dinner?
It was great.
Yeah?
I mean, everything tastes like metal.
Really?
Yeah, like really metallic, and I think I'm seeing spots, but aside from that,
uh-huh.
Ooh, glue. Can I have another piece?
I don't think that's a good idea.
How about a kiss? Oh, dear.
Oh. Gross.
Kind of lost control of the gum slopper there.
Thanks for that.
So I suppose a little pickle tickle's out of question, huh? Here?
I am, Carl. We're all here.
Oh, Christ. Not again.
We love you, Carl.
Denise said she'd buy me a new Wii game.
I just took a dump in your sink.
I'm going out to the balcony for a smoke.
Everyone sit down and shut up. Carl, we're all here because we love you very much, and we're concerned about you.
What about me?
The gum. It's disgusting.
We're here about gum?
One time I built a functioning item and I out of discarded gum.
Please stop inviting these people into my home.
So she wants you to start smoking again to get off the gum.
Yeah, she says the smoking is the lesser of the two evils.
She really hates that gum.
She says it's the devil's resin.
So you're a smoker again?
Yeah, I guess so. I threw out all my cigarettes, though.
Go buy some more.
I spent all my money on that goddamn gum.
All your money?
Yeah, that shit is expensive.
What about this food we're eating?
Hey, don't freak out. Here's my share. But I ordered light, if you didn't notice.
I did notice, actually.
No sausage, no bacon.
She might be under the weather or something.
Just broke. Maybe I could bum a couple smokes off you.
I threw mine out, my friend. The universe is back in order. I no longer need to smoke cigarettes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations, my friend. You're a smoker.
Let's go see if we can find somebody to bum off of.
I'm right behind you. Oh, hey, excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Can I borrow a piece of your bacon?
You want to bum my fucking bacon, man?
Sorry. Can I bum a piece of your bacon?
What?
Look, you know, I like bacon, you like bacon. It's like a bacon brotherhood. So may I?
No, you're gonna fucking have my bacon, you man. I have so great the fucking.
Hey, you ain't gotta be a jackass about
it. Jimmy, you wanna eat something? You wanna eat something? Chew on your fingers, Goldo.
Goldo? Well, guess what, buddy? This Goldo's gonna be eating your bacon.
Mira, I smack you in the fucking face, okay? I'm kicking your pee-pee too, man, if I can find it, man.
Oh, kick me in my pee-pee? Oh, yeah? Well, now it's on, jerk ass.
Mira, just this guy scratched your fucking fat right off of you.
Elbow drop, motherfucker. Elbow drop. That's right.
You got the bacon.
Sharpshooter, bitch. Sharpshooter.
So, okay, podcast number 5. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I've heard better.
Wow, just like that, huh?
Hey, they said we're supposed to move the plug of the other sites up to the top.
Why?
Because we got like 4 Twitter followers or something.
Oh, yeah, well, that's because Twitter's stupid.
And you've been a real contribution to that, by the way.
Yeah, why should I even go on there? Nothing worth saying can be said in 140 characters.
It's all about exposure and branding, and I don't understand any of it.
I mean, what does it matter if we're on iTunes and Facebook and Vimeo and Funny or Die and MySpace and YouTube and Nodia.tv and at CarlandBernie.com? If people wanted to find us, they'd find us.
Hey, way to work them all in there, pal.
You like that?
Oh, I did. The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
Produced by Mike Hall.
Executive producer, Mac Welch.
So what exactly does an executive producer do on a podcast?
Well, it's my understanding on this one, he goes through the scripts and makes it suck less.
That's valuable.
What does a producer do?
From what I hear, mostly wears out the casting couch.
Whoa. Speaking of, who are our guest stars this week?
Guest starring Rebecca Dryden, R. Ernie Silva, Tony Perry, Amber Mallott, Kit Williams, and Brenda Welch, princes and princesses all.
Well, I'm Carl.
I'm Bernie.
Thanks for listening.
And thank you for not smoking.